The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Here and with me is Robin. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm actually awake and really awake this morning.
She's really awake this morning, and that's because we're sitting in a remote location, far, far away from this planet. We've been abducted by aliens. Actually, we're in Anne Arundel County today. We are at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. The grand opening awaits us here soon, and we'd like you to know that we're here live, broadcasting the show for 2 hours, and the owner, Dan Maloney, is standing by. They've got some pit beef cooking in the back, and they've got, you know, some snacks coming up here. And we're just looking forward to some exciting times
here
this morning.
We'll have to get a list of
their menu. Yeah, a list of their menu, yeah. Or, well, we'll ask Dan about that when he finally comes on the air.
So. Okay.
But just other than that, a regular show, folks, just give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. The number here, the contact number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And whenever you're ready to go, Danny, we'll just get you to come over here and step on the microphone and, you know, talk about what you're doing here.
Here comes the fun part because we don't have a mic, so hold on a second.
Right. So Bay Country Crabbing Supply has been a longtime sponsor and a longtime supporter of the Outdoors and Radio Show, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs. And, Dan, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it 12 years.
12 years. And you started in your garage. I remember making that trip to see you in your garage to talk to you about the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine years ago.
Yeah.
And you've grown to a full from out of your garage, you know, making crab traps and crab pots and trot lines to a full retail store completely filled with fishing tackle and crabbing supplies. And we're looking at a wide array here of just – probably the most well-stocked crab supply store I've seen in a long, long time. And I think that's your emphasis.
Yeah. Like you said, it started 12 years ago in a three-car garage. Grew out of the three-car garage, started, and then we actually had a barn. But my father kicked me out, and he's like, you got to go, you know.
So
it turned into, it was...
We got a little retail store down the street here in Edgewater.
Yep.
And
it was pretty much that's what set us off.
Yeah.
And doing the fish and flea markets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then we just, you know, kicked it off, worked hard, and now here we are at a 4,200 square foot showroom. You know.
A nice showroom too.
It's been a long way.
You started putting in the hunting supplies a little over a year ago. It was prior to last hunting season, you know.
Yep.
And at least two lines of bows, Matthews and Hoyt. And
now we are adding to the lineup Prime.
Prime.
G5 broadheads.
Yep.
I'm trying to get him. He's a little low.
And
Okay.
Chris is going to tell me.
That's the one for volume. Yep.
And we're also adding... Fred Bear.
Oh, Bear
line.
Bear. Good.
And we're sorry. It's early in the morning. Things aren't working right.
Yeah. Well, you must have got at least an hour of sleep last night.
At least. But you know, so we're adding Fred Bear this year. G5 Prime. Also, we're adding to the crossbow line is 10 point.
10 point.
Yep.
Good company. I have a 10 point. Yep. So, well. You got some helpers here today. They're watching the fire out back. I guess you're smoking some stuff and doing some
beef. We for the past almost 5 years we've been doing barbecue for the customers. It's our way of saying thank you to the customers and everybody's patronage towards us. And so we do sales throughout the day, complimentary barbecue. We do have charter boat captains coming in today. Answer questions. It's more like a Q&A. We used to do seminars, but with the whole COVID, we just
absolutely
want to be able to keep people, at a safe distance and allow them to still be a part of it. We didn't do an open house last year due to COVID.
Yep,
so
remember.
We're doing it this year.
Didn't do any flea markets last year either.
No. It was a weird year.
It was a weird year for everybody,
and
man.
It's been up and down.
It really was.
Since.
We launched a brand, and we haven't been able to do anything with it because
all
the stuff's been shut down.
We have this brand now that we've trademarked.
Geese and Shore.
Yeah,
that's funny.
And, so the T-shirts just came in. We're right on the cusp of obtaining our, U.S. patent or trademark on that. So once that's done, we'll be ready to launch for sure. But you got to get in front of the people. You got to have crowds of people seeing your product, and retail's one way to do that.
Yes.
And as the flea markets are another way to do that. So hopefully that by this time next year you'll have done 3 or 4 flea markets, and you may not need to with as busy as I've seen you in here. So.
Yeah, it has been busy. Going back to the flea markets, it's the first person that actually asked me to a flea market was the Frederick MSSA group,
right?
Years ago with Ed Sousa, and it was wild. We just started doing the next flea market after flea market after flea market.
That's all that matters.
It really helped business.
Sure.
That's what made us grow. And then we did the online store. And then with COVID last year.
That had to help.
We were.
Yep.
This time last year, we were already a month back ordered.
Really? Well, a lot of stuff was, you're getting fish and tackle in here on a regular basis, semi-regular basis now, but last year the whole fishing tackle industry was shut down across the country.
Correct.
And the people that had ordered large orders early in 2020 are now seeing those orders come in early 2021.
You are, and there's the main suppliers, they were even calling the distributors were calling the local shops and asking if they wanted to continue their order. A lot of them were like, no, it's, they were actually canceling orders.
Yeah.
They were starting fresh this year because the demand of everybody going out there's one thing that COVID has done well for the shooting sports, the hunting sports, it's getting everybody back outside.
License sales are up.
Pretty much.
Fishing and hunting. Nationwide. Fishing and hunting are things that people can do and social distance and entertain their family and have fun. And
Correct.
A lot of people have gotten into that.
It was a reboot that I think America needed.
For us, yes.
Yes.
Yes, no question about it.
When I'm saying this, it's bringing it back to, when everybody was a kid and their dad took them fishing and, it was a whole family orientation, a big family deal. Now it's back to what I remembered as
exactly.
A kid. It rebooted us to spend more time with our families.
Yes, indeed. Now, I'm not sure how much you're up on it because you've been so busy here recently, but I know you are politically active, and the General Assembly on the very last day of session passed a bill that gave Marylanders the right to fish and hunt as recognized by the General Assembly. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Okay. So we had a 2-hour show with the Hunters of Maryland, who were basically the people that walked this thing through the General Assembly, shepherded it through, cajoled it through, worked with lawmakers right up to the last minute to do that. And people say, well, what's the difference? We've always been hunting and fishing. Well, here's the difference, okay? When you decided you wanted to hunt or fish as an adult, you had to purchase a hunting or fishing license.
Correct.
That was a privilege granted to you by the state.
Correct.
Okay? A privilege is a certain entitlement, I'm reading this, to immunity granted by the state or another authority to a restricted group, either by birth or on a conditional basis. And that conditional basis was you bought a fishing license. To hunt, you have to have a hunter safety course, and you have to have a hunting license, and you have to have written permission, things like that. By contrast, a right, which the General Assembly has now recognized that all Marylanders, not just the ones that buy licenses, but all Marylanders have the right, and it's an inherent, irrevocable entitlement held by all citizens or human beings from the moment of birth. You have a right to fish and hunt in Maryland. Pretty cool.
It is.
Pretty cool.
I kind of wish they'd, do the same thing with our gun rights, but
well, we have those under the upon. We have those under this, under the Second Amendment, and everything that's done, in my opinion, it's been an attack on the Second Amendment. It, the old saying, "What part of shall not be infringed? Don't you understand?"
Yeah.
So,
and that's a conversation for another day.
you're right. It is a conversation for another day. So, all right. Well, look, we've got a caller on the line. And if you're welcome to talk to him if you like, or okay. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Alan, Robin.
Morning, buddy. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm on my way up to Bob to go turkey hunt today.
Has Bob been out yet?
No, he's not. He hasn't been out. He's leaving the gobbler that's running around for me.
You got one gobbler?
Well, that's what he said. I mean, there's one that seems like every day was up around his cabin and heads down the hill just to my blind.
Oh, well, maybe you get a shot at him today.
Yeah, maybe. And then Bob's going to hunt up behind his cabin. So.
Sure. I got it. Got it. Wish I could be there with you. But, maybe we'll get in the day before the season gets over. So.
Yep. And I don't know if Diane called Robin, but our grandson was born Thursday.
Oh, congratulations.
That gives us 7 grandkids now.
Wow. Congratulations. Times 7. So.
7, yep. So.
Very nice.
Our sons have been fruitful.
Fruitful. Go forth and multiply.
Yeah, right.
Did you have a grandbaby?
Yeah, Thursday.
Awesome.
Yep. So.
Yep. And tell her his name was Avery Nilo.
Avery Meatloaf?
No. Avery Nilo. N-I-L-O. It was his grandfather's name.
Nilo. I thought he said Avery Meatloaf.
No.
Avery
no.
Nilo.
No.
Sorry.
But, Mike on it is,
I thought maybe that was your son's favorite rocker or something,
Her son honored his grandfather.
That's wonderful. I was named after my middle name's after my grandfather as well. So, my middle name is Alan. So,
right, I know.
I know you know.
I know that.
Not many people do, but that's okay.
So I'll let you go. I just want to give you a call in as I go through Tawny Town. So.
Well, you sound excited to be back back in the blind, buddy. You really do.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm going out. Still not 100%. My left ankle is bothering me as I drive. So.
Yeah.
When you got to keep moving the ankle so it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Well, good thing you don't have a clutch.
Yeah. Well, so. That would have been fun to do since I had the stroke. It would be.
Exactly. All right. Well, good luck out there. Let me know if you kill anything. Send me a picture.
Maybe I'll be able to call in by 7.
That'd be good. I'd love to hear that.
So,
all right, Chuck. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. And that's how we do it, Dan.
Nice.
Same. Every caller gets honored. Everybody gets like 3 minutes. Sometimes it'll let them go a little longer. Then we got to do a commercial break and all that type of thing. So. And we got to do that now. So appreciate you joining us. Check back in a little bit. Okay.
Hello.
Here, this is breath spray. Okay. We'll see you soon. Oh, my gosh. Okay. We're at Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. And the sign went up. It's going to be easy to see. You'll hear more about it when I talk talk about where they're located. Well, they're 3137 Solomon's Island Road. That's on the northbound side near Advanced Auto Parts. And you can always call it 410-956-0300. But it's time to take our first commercial break, and I'm going to talk about Backyard Billy's. You know, Backyard Billy's, the longtime sponsor, recent longtime sponsor, consistent sponsor, let's say that. And we really appreciate their business. You've put it off long enough, folks. Your spring has sprung, and it's time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. We have crab feasts every now and then at the house, you know?
Yes.
And we enjoy that family atmosphere. Steaming is great.
We need to get something for the back deck that everybody can sit at.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I know.
Going to Backyard Billy's.
Exactly, exactly. They've got the colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, lots of tables and chairs in all configurations. If you want, you know, high boys and low boys and bar chairs or even those wonderful Adirondack chairs, they've got them all right there. And you can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll see swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. I love those. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in our region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44 near Graysonville, Maryland. Your backyard is going to look just great. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Your full line fishing tackle, live bait, ice, everything you need for fishing, everything you need for crabbing is available right there at Clyde Sports Shop. And don't forget, they've got those great Browning firearms. Browning, I'm going to tell you about a beautiful rifle that they make. It's kind of new, a couple years old. It's called the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. Okay, it comes in three configurations. The Speed model, which has a little shorter barrel, a little lighter. There's the long range with a longer barrel. I think it's a 26-inch barrel. And then there's the McMillan model. All these are available in arid urban camouflage with a DuraTouch finish, a composite stock, and the barrel is Cerakoted, and it's got a fluted barrel for a little more less weight, threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger. It's a bolt-action, high-powered centerfire rifle in three models, Hell's Canyon, Speed, and Long Range. Speed, Long Range, and the third one is McMillan. Comes in select calibers, but if you're looking for a new rifle, I want you to check that one out at Clyde Sports Shop. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. Your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108. ClydeSports.com, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Well, the clouds getting the better of us as we march on through the afternoon today. Looks like some rain's coming our way for tonight, and models indicating some half-inch rains heaviest for midnight tonight, early Sunday morning. High today, 67 with a cloudy sky. Rain tonight, half-inch plus totals, low 53. And morning clouds Sunday and afternoon sunshine, high of 70 degrees. Some 80s showing up by Wednesday next week. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680. WCPM.
I'm sure I have a damn good dinner. Crab cakes and rockfish too. We thank the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his voice, the way he makes his living. I'm talking about the man. Talking about the water man. I'm talking about the man. Try line of crabs, tonguing oysters, and brooking the beef. Talking about the man who makes his living on the water every day. I'm talking about the man.
All right. Right here.
Bay Country Crab and Supply,
where we're at. We happen to be sitting right now. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. While we're waiting for some phone calls. Yes.
I'm just looking around.
Uh-huh.
And this just reminds me of where I used to go with my dad all the time.
Oh, yeah?
It really does. All the different lures and the rods, and it brings back really good memories.
Good.
Really good memories.
Good. Glad
I like all that neat little stuff. I got, in fact, during the main break, I'm going to walk around.
I think you should.
It's nice. It's really cool.
I think
cool.
You should. I think you need to buy us one of those stainless steel crab steamers.
I do?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Bree and Jason? I know Bree's listening.
Hi, Bree. Good morning, Bree. How you doing?
That actually is a really nice steamer.
That's a bushel and a half. I think the half bushel would be certainly large enough for us. So.
I don't know. I like that one.
All right. Well, you look around when you're done.
I like the price on it. That's nice. That's
okay.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
Comes with a little fire and everything. And
oh, that's, yeah.
I know.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. So we will. So Danny mentioned the Second Amendment there earlier, and, you know, he's a big proponent of the Second Amendment, and as are we here. I'd just like you to hear our current president and what his thoughts are, and you've probably heard this, what Joe Biden said when he was vice president about the Second Amendment and about protecting yourself. You know, Chris, just play it. It's kind of self-explanatory. It's an excerpt from an interview.
We're going to turn to Washington now, and Vice President Joe Biden unplugged. As part of his leading role in the president's efforts to prevent gun violence, he was taking questions yesterday from readers of Parents Magazine. ABC's John Carl was listening in as both Biden and those readers got a little more than they bargained for.
Here's a side of Joe Biden you don't see every day.
Buy a shotgun.
He wasn't doing a commercial for his favorite gun shop. He was responding to online questions from Parents Magazine, and he seemed to get a little rattled when some of the questions came from people unhappy with the president's gun proposals.
Do you believe that banning certain weapons and high-capacity magazines will mean that law-abiding citizens will then become more of a target to criminals, as we will have no way to sufficiently protect ourselves?
Is this Parents Magazine?
It is.
I have Parents Magazine at home. I've never heard anybody in Parents Magazine ask these kinds of questions. What's your name?
Kate.
Kate, if you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. Have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun.
The vice president said that is exactly what he told his wife to do.
Said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, whoever's ever coming in is not going to—you don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and, in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself.
Biden is the president's point man on gun control, but he has also repeatedly tried to show that he is a believer in the Second Amendment. To another reader of Parents Magazine, he said, I have two shotguns at home. Nobody is going to come and take my guns. And, George, I have to say one more thing from all of us here in Washington. Welcome back, Robin. Awesome to have you back.
Great to hear it.
I appreciate
Very
that.
Blunt Joe Biden.
I know.
Exactly. All right. Buy a double-barreled 12-gauge shotgun to protect yourself. You don't need an AR-15, Danny. You don't need 30 rounds. What happens if you're outgunned by the guys that want to come in your house?
Your SOL.
SOL is a good word, yeah. All right, let's hear what former President Ronald Reagan had to say about the Second Amendment.
You pointed out that police would be so busy arresting handgun owners that they would be unable to protect the people against criminals. It's a nasty truth, but those who seek to inflict harm are not fazed by gun control laws. I happen to know this from personal experience.
Amen. Glad you survived, Mr. President.
You know, I've always felt a special bond with the members of your group. You live by Lincoln's words. Important principles may and must be inflexible. Your philosophy put its trust in people, so you insist on individuals be held responsible for their actions. The NRA believes that America's laws were made to be obeyed and that our constitutional liberties are just as important today as 200 years ago. And by the way, the Constitution does not say that government shall decree the right to keep and bear arms. The Constitution says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
All right. So there you go. That's the difference between two points of view, former President Ronald Reagan and his view, and our current President Joseph Biden and his point of view. Why are you shaking your head?
Just keep my comments to myself.
You're a Marine, aren't you?
Former.
Former Marine?
Yep.
Got it. Yeah. So, you know, we could talk about guns all day if you want, folks, and you're welcome to call in and with your questions, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. It doesn't matter what the government tries to inflict upon us when it comes to gun control laws. We have the inalienable right under our Constitution of the United States from birth to own and possess a firearm. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than that. And the Supreme Court has held in several occasions that that is true when some of these local gun control laws come into effect, some of these, Chicago and Washington, D.C., and, the rulings in some of those cases is just gone against those who try to put more controls and more controls on us. So, anyway, we didn't mean to turn this into a gun control speech, but you brought it up.
Yeah, I did. I mean, yes, I do agree with the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
100%. But with everything going on in this day and age, I am more for background checks with everything that's going on.
Oh, I agree.
You know, yes, a stricter check, yes, just to add...
Another layer
to keep the crazies away.
So,
but we all know if they're going to get it, they're going to get it.
You've got a gated community, okay? Yep. And 100 people crash the gate, invade the private community, threatening violence, carrying signs, and a homeowner steps out on his lawn, his own private lawn, with a firearm to protect himself. Mm-hmm. Happened to be a modern sporting rifle. His wife brandishes a cigarette lighter that looks like a semi-automatic handgun. Mm-hmm. Okay, they get arrested, mm-hmm. but the people that are destroying the property are set to go free, no problem at all. Yeah. I don't get that.
I don't get it neither.
You know,
our country is, and I'm not trying to go political or anything like that. Our country's being run by the criminals. And
I'll quote you on that.
And it's sad. You know, everything that our forefathers fought for, they're rolling on the graves right now. I hate to say it.
I know it. I get it. All right, let's change subject.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go crabbing or fishing.
We're going crabbing. So right now we're early in the season. Water's still a little bit cold. Air temperature hasn't been that great. What are you hearing from the commercial guys down this here in Anne Arundel County and the local what would that be the Severn South River and
the southern part of Anne Arundel County.
Yeah, southern part of Anne Arundel County.
It's slow.
Slow?
Yep. And I mean, so right now if you're trout lining, I wouldn't even waste your time, honestly.
Okay.
Most of your potters right now, they're using LY.
LY, yeah.
LY, Bunker, Manhattan. It depends on, where on the East Coast you're from is what you call it.
What you call it, Manhattan, yep. Bunker, or LY. Yeah. I got it. Yeah, no question. Yeah, when we used to fish in New Jersey, we'd hear guys come into bait shops over there and ask for Bunker. And we're going, what's a Bunker, So, I get it. But we got a warm-up coming this week.
Correct.
And we got a full moon coming this week.
Correct.
So, people say, the full moon affects crabbing. How do you think the full moon affects crabbing?
In my time of doing it?
Yeah.
I'd say towards the more fuller the moon gets, yes, the crabs are full, as you get closer to the full moon. But
before the shed.
Correct. So... yes, that's a wise tale. No, it's not. It all depends on the what I like to call it the time of slough when that crab is going to shed.
Right. They don't all shed their shells
at the exact same time
at midnight on the full moon. It's a spread out thing. It's a couple of weeks.
It's not a group of guys say, okay, we're going to put all our new socks and shoes on today.
Exactly.
It goes back and forth on things. Yeah.
But. Isn't it true, though, after the first shed of the season, which we may have had an earlier one, but, let's call this one the first one in the season, okay, those crabs have the capacity, when they pop out of their shells, they're a third larger than they were before.
Yes, drastically.
Okay.
Yes.
So now you got more legal sized crabs out
Correct.
There. And as they grow and their shells harden and so forth, that now you know they're looking to feed that bigger body size and so forth.
So
and
that's when they ramp up feeding.
Ramp up feeding. Yeah.
Yeah, so yes, crabbing usually it is better like right after the full moon.
Yeah.
Cuz you got those crabs that have those nice big genes that they're trying to fill more or less.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But usually what happens, and I've noticed it, a lot of other watermen have noticed it, you know, throughout the years, is the closer you get to the fuller moon, the more whites you're going to see.
Of course.
Whiteies.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody knows what a whitey is. It's a light crab.
Light crab. It hasn't filled out the meat
correct.
To fill that new shell.
And they're very docile, especially if you're running an auto dipper or you ever, you know, pulled them off of a trout line.
Right.
And they're stuck in the net a little bit. And you go to get them out. They don't have the energy that, you know, a full-size, you know, full crab has.
No upper body strength.
Hey, pretty much. He missed a couple days during the gym.
Yeah.
You know, but after the full moon, you start seeing, you know, less and less whiteies. And then I'd say about a week to 2 weeks before the full moon again, you know, the cycle repeats itself.
Yeah.
So it's
personally, I like crabs anytime.
Mm-hmm.
I like crab meat anytime. I love fall when the crabs are full
yes.
and big.
And their taste changes.
It does. It does.
They become more of a sweeter crab,
exactly.
at least up here in Maryland.
Yep.
We always have a thing, like everybody's like, oh, I know where a crab came from. If you eat crabs on a regular basis and you grew up doing it, if people call you crazy, people call you, you know, nuts.
Yeah.
But
you know the difference between a Wye River and a Chester River.
Or a Severn River and a South
Severn
River
and
a crab.
South River crab, yeah.
You know, they just have that different taste.
Yeah.
You know, where your Severn River crab is, it's a lot sweeter.
Yeah. Well, you put enough seasoning on them or enough butter, you know.
Towards the fall, you know.
Yeah.
We've noticed that.
Oh, sure.
Then your South River crabs, towards the fall, they're sweet, but, you know, the further you go up the bay and over towards the eastern shore, the taste gets better.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all due, I think, to what they're ingesting on their daily diet, the water temp, the salinity. And we all know, usually when September hits, most of the guys, the crab, they're throwing their trout lines back in the racks. And they're grabbing their bows, so that's less pressure on the water.
Right.
So the water starts to clean up a little bit.
Sure.
And, you know, you just get the water gets cleaner.
Yeah, it does.
You know.
So. All right, we got a caller on the line. What's that?
Paul Crabs.
I love yes. Paul Crabs. Let's talk to Wesley in Westminster. He wants to talk about buying a gun. Good morning, Wesley.
Good morning, Alan. Okay, so, you know, great that, you know, I happened to tune in this morning and you're talking about firearms and all that.
Yeah.
Because yesterday at work, we were having a conversation about what it takes to buy a firearm, you know, especially a handgun.
Right.
And none of us had ever bought a handgun, so we don't know what all of Maryland's regulations there are in buying a handgun. So I was thought I'd pose that question. Know what all Maryland regulations are.
Well, I'm not a big handgun guy. I purchased my handguns that I own now prior to the O'Malley laws here on the books in Maryland. So the question is probably better asked of your local gun dealer. Dan, if I want to if I want to buy a handgun, Dan, first thing I have to do before I purchase the gun is get an HQL, am I
correct?
Right?
That pretty much what it does is it lets everybody, in layman's terms, you apply for your HQL.
Handgun qualification license.
Correct. And after you've applied for it, you actually, it's pretty much like a hunter safety course.
Right, for handguns.
Exactly, for handguns. Letting the state know that you have passed these classes, that, you know, you are able to, you know, use that weapon in the in the way it's been designed to be used for. You understand the workings of the weapon.
Right.
And after that, you get your HQL number, and then you're allowed to go to your local gun shop and purchase the handgun of your choice.
So you get your HQL. It is a classroom or a virtual course.
Correct. It all depends.
Yep, it all depends.
It all depends, right? Because if you've passed the Maryland Hunter Safety course and you can prove, which is very easy because you can just show your certificate, but
yeah,
when
right.
you put that in with your application and your fee, then you get waived because you have proven to the state that you know how to handle a weapon.
That's correct. Right. That's right. So, yeah, so if you have your Hunter Safety card or can get a copy of it, that goes a long way to helping you out. But you have to prove who you are. You have to be fingerprinted as well.
Oh, we got to prove who we are?
Yeah, we got to prove who we are. Even though we have the right to hunt and fish, we have to prove who we are.
Oh, okay. All right. But we don't need it for voting, right?
Yeah, you don't need an ID for voting.
Yeah.
I just said it.
The other question we had was the waiting period. Is there a waiting period before you can actually pick up your firearm?
Yes. Years ago, they came up with something called the cool-down period, which means if somebody upsets you, and this is how it's explained to me when I worked in a gun shop for a while. This is how it was explained to me, actually by a state police officer. He says years ago they came up with the law of 7 days, and that is called a cool-down period or a grace period. So if somebody upsets you and you want to, you know, I'm going to go do something, you know, it's 7-day wait period. That way, if you're buying that handgun to do something that you shouldn't be doing, that 7 days is like, you know what, I really don't need it, or, yeah, I want it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that's what the state police officer told me years ago. It's pretty much a cool-down period or it's 7 days for your gun to come to you. Now,
right.
If you're a collector, you know, you're allowed to buy two handguns,
right,
you know, a month. And then there's different, the ATF has different standards on
different categories.
Exactly, different categories of licensing.
Some
guys, you know, you have a collector's license, you can buy as many as you want, but it has to be, you know, a certain age gap, like a curio and relics license,
right,
and things like that.
So, Wes, what we're basically saying is if you want to get a handgun to go out and target shoot, or you want to buy one for personal protection, it's not that difficult. I mean, it's a little bit of added expense for the cost of the HQL and the fingerprinting and that type of thing, but that's going to be standard. That's going to be across the board for everybody. Now, if you want to apply for a permit to concealed carry that or carry that handgun concealed, that's a whole nother animal.
Correct. You got to show bank records and why you want to do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very intense. It's pretty much like applying for a government job.
Yeah. We have friends that are going through that process. You know, they've got to show their bank records. They've got to show their deposit slips where they carry cash. And you
correct.
Better have like two or three.
You
yeah,
show
right,
large sums of money transfers,
right.
Or you have to have police reports saying that your life has been threatened. That way, so
got
if you've
it.
Been carjacked once and carjacked twice, you know that's something that
yeah.
you know the state will look at and.
But
know.
that's Maryland, not universal across the country.
Correct.
Some states basically say you don't need a reason.
You
exactly.
got a constitutional right.
Yes.
You got a constitutional right. You can carry a handgun
exactly.
anywhere you want. You know, I mean, you can open carry your handgun in Arizona and some other state, Texas, I
but
believe.
You yeah. also, you do know that you have to have your HQL before you can apply for your concealed.
Exactly.
Not a lot of people know that.
You have to have your HQL before you could.
Correct.
Even if you own a handgun.
Correct.
You have to have an HQL.
Yep.
So, you know, I have handguns for personal protection. I don't carry them. And... You know, I wouldn't carry them. I've got other ways to protect myself. So, when I'm on the road, so it's all what you are intending to do with your handgun.
Correct.
But that, to own one, just to own one, HQL, fingerprint, then you purchase the gun, you wait the 7 to 10 days.
Yep.
That's
yes,
it.
Correct.
I understand that, like what he was saying about if they're going to do something bad with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why
cool
there's a 7 day grace
that.
Period. Yeah. That's what it was called. And
so,
here's the thing that not a lot of people understand
yeah.
is when we moved from our old location, we now have a subsidiary with us. It's called Gunrunner's Arsenal.
Okay.
We will be doing your HQL classes. We will also help you try to get your, when, and I say this in a very loose term because it all depends on what you have backing that person,
yeah.
you know, for going to get their concealed permit.
Right.
We'll help you along with that as well.
Good.
And, you know, Gunrunner's Arsenal is also located inside of our shop as well.
Okay.
So we're a full FFL dealer.
Right.
And when I say that, you know, Gunrunner's okay. Arsenal is.
Yeah, Gunrunner's Arsenal is part of
we do
he subsidiary, does, I guess
correct,
is the word.
Or a part of the Umbrella Corp.
Okay.
here we go.
I know what that is. Yeah.
So we'll be able to help you with your HQL, even give you a hand with helping you with getting your concealed permit.
Okay.
We'll be doing range time. And we're a as of, what was it, 3 days ago, we got our ATF paperwork back, so we are now allowed to do pistols, long guns, Class 3.
Class 3, okay.
And we've applied for some other paperwork. We're waiting for that to come back okay. as well for other toys.
Got it.
Where are you located?
45.
They're in Edgewater.
Edgewater. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lower Anne Arundel County.
Do they carry so.
All right.
Do you carry the Walther PPQ 45s?
Not at this time.
Okay.
We do have them on order. It's just
got to get them in. I got it. All right. Now, hang on there, buddy. We got to.
All right. Well, I'll try and look you up.
All right, Wes. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, man. Talk later. Right. Appreciate Bye. The question. So. We're at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Dan, say your last name for me. I know it's – I say Maloney, but I know
Maloney.
That's – Maloney.
Yeah.
I know that's not right. So, but we are Bay Country Crabbing Supply broadcasting live this morning, and Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater invites you to their new location. It's at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Give them a call at 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing Supply has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, as well as freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. Now, frog in the throat. And now, Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department complete with Hoyt, Prime, and Matthews bows, with more on the way. And you just mentioned firearms. So, that's good. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, live bait and ice for fishing and crabbing, and dead bait too, frozen bait as well.
Yes,
you mentioned
frozen bait, yes.
Bunker. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, seasoning, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing Supply's open houses today, April 24th, and we are broadcasting live from there from 5 to 7 today. For more information, 410-956-0300. Hey, Waterman, bring your licenses for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com, 956-0300. Okay, so you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room, and we're not sitting in front of it this morning. Robin's missing it. So we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert. It happens to be an Enviro model, EX35. And they did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience and the beauty and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. You did?
Yeah, we did.
Really?
Yes.
They're awesome,
yep.
aren't
They're
they?
They're great people to deal with.
Yes, they are.
How about that? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for that cold weather when it comes next fall. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we will be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Hey, Robin, you got to say something. Yeah, where music's playing.
Oh, shoot. Hi, everybody. Okay, everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. And come to Bay Country Crab Supplies when they open today, and we will have a list of the menu. They're going to have snacks. See you then.